Now, Loisa is an Eros. Now, Mopane, I'm a Neuro. You're Eros Shiva Saneris. The heard to say you're Eros Shisha Saneris because the other six Neris are more the Pnei Amanera, the middle one. You're trying to bring the cash. Now, Loisa, Rashi brings down, my Loisa, the name of Neira, shall learn a coin, I made will make it. There was steps next to the menorah that the Kohen would go up the steps to light the menorah. Now the emphasis is a normal person, the height of a normal person is high enough to reach the Yud Ches Tvachim, going up the menorah. Now the pshat is that a Kohen Gadol was not allowed to lift his hands higher than the tzitz. So since the Kohen Gadol can't lift his hands higher than the tzitz, that's why he needs to go on the ma'ilas. And there's a gavav with a dictum, Rashi says, Kohen Oymet Umeitiv. Hadlokas menorah is kosher bizarre. You don't need coin. So there you wouldn't need the mylois because the czar could light it lifting up his hand. But by the hatopas neiros, there you need a coin.
Okay,
yeah, coin head you wouldn't need, only coin gogo would need it, like this chap, yeah. The menorah has the shiva konim are connected, the shiva chachmois. But the menorah itself stands for the chachmas atoira. That is, it says Moshe was neskasha with making the menorah. There's a word from the Gra that the menorah has 7 konim, 11 kaftoirim, 9 prochim, chav beis gevim. Altogether, that's 49. The menorah itself is 50. And Moshe Rabbeinu had asog in the 49 levels. But he wasn't mastered the 50. He wasn't mastered the asiyas etam menorah. This he was chaser in the 50. The menorah of Adik Yidu is a semel of Torah, a semel of Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, Balayla, Pashtas Adlok of the menorah is Balayla. The Rambam sheet is that the Adlok as menorah was Bein B'yom and Bein Balayla. And he'll just talk to me to myself from Paragimel or Achayud. The Bar Tanura in Tomid, he says, it's a plea in his gogo of Alayra, Yisi Echad Merav Yisein Hoshe Soifer Kein. No one else holds like the Rambam that there's Adlok as menorah by day also. It's interesting that the Ramban, over here by us, brings down B'Shem Rashi, that the Hadlok is Bein B'yoy Bein B'Layim. Rashi doesn't say it, but the Ramban brings B'Shem Rashi, also like the Shita Saramba. Part of it's connected in the first Shigamar and Hagiga, that there's no Hadlok of B'Layim. You have later on the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, B'Choy the Sharishon. It was Bashon HaShenis B'Choy the Sharishon, Nisan of the second year. So Rashi says, "Bachoydes Harishon, Parsha Shabroish Sefer Lanemrad Ir." The beginning of Sefer Vamidbar is already Ir. It's the second month. Lamadato she'ain seder muktam mocher b'tayir. There's no muktam mocher b'tayir. Correct Rashi. The lama white pasach. So why didn't it start with this parsha? Mitnei she gnusam shal Yisrael shal kala arboim shana shal Yisrael b'midbar leigrivu ela pesach zubuvad. We don't want to start with this parsha because it was a gnus for Klai, so that the entire 40 years they only brought carbon Pesach that second year. The emet is a shver Rashi. We have a klal in a lot of places. Ein muktam amocher b'tayir. So what does Rashi suddenly ask? Lama loy pasach v'zu? He just said ein muktam amocher b'tayir. I saw a pshat in the Kivas Yitzchak. He says the lama is a rosh tevis ulefi medrash hagada. First Rashi says the pasuk pshat is ein muktam amocher b'tayir. Mefret neskin kashas of him. There is another pshat ulefi med the lama is ulefi medrash hagada. There's an agada the Gemara that it's not. It didn't want to start with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael. Now there's a big shayla in the Rishonim. Why Taki did Klal Yisrael not bring a carbon Pesach the other 38 years in the Midbar? Fine, it's a Gnus and Shal Yisrael that they didn't. Why Taki didn't they? So Taisus and Kedushin that Lamed Zayin clears the shayla. It says that the mitzvah of carbon Pesach, it says Kisavoyu. Kisavoyu al Aretz. Ushmartim es Avoy Dazois. Does Kisavoyu mean only when you enter Eretz Yisrael? Or by a lot of mitzvahs, kisavoy means asay mitzvah zu shebeshvilo tikonis laaretz. You should do this mitzvah, and in the schus of doing this mitzvah, you'll go into Eretz Yisrael. So mamonish yot have a kasha. If the mitzvah of carbon pesach only starts kisavoy when they enter Eretz Yisrael, so why would they mark of carbon pesach this first year in the midbar, the second year in the midbar? And if kisavoy means that you should start even now doing the carbon pesach, so why didn't they do it the other 38 years? So Taisus in Kedusha Lamedayin has two ma'alchem. First he wants to say be'emet kisavoyu means carbon pesach only starts la'achar k'nisa l'eretz Yisrael. So why was there a carbon pesach that first year in the midbar and also the last year right before they entered Eretz Yisrael? There's carbon pesach. So he said, it's a Ross Shah. It was a Ross Shah of Tosfos. The Meshech Chachma in Ba'alayis from Ayos explains what was the Ross Shah. He explains because the Indian of Karim Pesach is to always connect by the Zorah. Mishchul Kulach and Tsoin is to go connect the Avoy the Zorah. That first year was connected to Chet Egel, and the last year was connected to Chet of Baal Ka'or. So those 2 years, there was a Ross Shah to make a Karim Pesach. But the rest of the year, they didn't do a Karim Pesach. Frepsich the Shaila. So then why is it a Gnus? It says, the Rashi says here, that the reason why they didn't start with this parasha is because it was a Gnus that they didn't bring the Karim Pesach. Why was it a Gnus? They talked about Mechuyiv. Even this year, it was only a Ross Shah. So the teretz is, dot alayna the Gnus. The fact that they were stuck in the Midbar with the Chet Meraglim for 38 years, Amad, they were part of them, Ikar Adin, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael. But that alone is the Gnus, that they were stuck in the Midbar. That's one Ma'alach of Tosfos. Tosfos has another Ma'alach, that Lo'olam Avadah was the Chiv, Karim Pesach Miyad, even before they had the Eretz Yisrael. But they weren't able to bring it because they were Arelim. Roiv of Klal Yisrael were Arelim. And they weren't able to Ma'al themselves. Why not? Because it was like Noshvala and Ruach Tzvoinus. They didn't have a Ruach Tzvoinus. And it was the Sakana. And that's the Gnus. The Gnus is that they were Nezuf and Lefnei Amokai. And therefore there was no Ruach Tzvoinus. And that's why they weren't able to mal themselves. And the reason they didn't bring a Karim Pesach is because they were Arelim. Roiv of Klal Yisrael was Arelim. The Stipler in Birkas Peretz has a new Mahalach. He wants to answer up why Monosha, where the Klal Yisrael only brought a Karim Pesach in the second year, not the other years. Based on the Tosfos and Pesachim that Gimel on the base, Tosfos says over there that Kol Mi She'ein Lo Karka is not Chayav in Karim Pesach. That's why I didn't talk about the Tosfos, the Mechus Chinuch and the Mishnah Melech. Over Adoy Shteit in Tosfos. Tosfos is coming to explain Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He convinced the Goy that he was in the Tzivin of a Mitzudosai Prusa of Yerushalayim. He was able, a Goy was teasing him that he always eats the Karim Pesach. He told him to tell him to give him the Aliyah, and they caught on that he was a Goy. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira himself be able to read it? He says a few terutzim. One there it is, what are you like karka? They say, shtey in Tosfos, Misha ain't like karka, is potter from Karim Pesach. Shmera Tosfos, you have to know what the makar is. The Meshech Chachma says, there's a makar from this week's parasha. It says, kegeru ke'ezra ha'oretz. Usually it just says, kegeru ke'ezra. Here it says, in our parasha, by Karim Pesach, kegeru ke'ezra ha'oretz. That's a remez, that only someone that has a chelik in a karka, chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Akoponim is up the stipler based on that Tosfos. The first year that they were in the Midbar, they were still planning, it was before Chet Meraglim, they were planning to go with Eretz Yisrael. So these people had a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But after the Chet Meraglim, it was Nigzor, and then they're going to die, so they don't have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have Karka. Kol Mi She'ein Lo Karka is part of Karim Pesach. That's already the new generation that's going in here. Vayasu B'nei Yisrael es HaPosach B'moyadoy. Chazal lands out, the Gemara in Sofam Daf Samach Vov, B'moyadoy Afilu B'Shabbos. That Karim Pesach is doing the Shabbos. The Gemara brings down a story that the Bnei Beseira didn't know whether Karim Pesach is doing the Shabbos. They didn't remember. And they were asking, is there anyone that knows whether he's supposed to be doing the Shabbos? Ad Shabbat Hillel, and Hillel told them, he told them, V'chi Pesach Echad Yesh Lono Bashani, you think we only have one Karim Pesach a year? Ma'al Yosem Yimasayim, we have Karim Tomei that's doing the Shabbos, and the Karim Onis Musif, by Doich Shabbos. So we are about to have a Muslim that a carbon is Doich Shabbos. About to wasn't carbon Pesach is Doich Shabbos. And he was Machadis to them, and therefore the B'nai B'seira told Hillel he should become the God Lador. They were Mavatim on their Maimed, and they told him he should become the God Lador. The Emes is a Pella. How can the B'nai B'seira forget? They don't remember what happened a few years before. It's not the first time carbon Pesach came out on Shabbos, that Yud Dalud Nisim came out on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi in Pesachim there in Perek Vav asks, the Kasha L'Chayra. Yerushalmi asks, V'haloi Efshel L'Shnei Shviyas Sheyachol Yudal L'Yis B'Shabbos. It can't go more than two Shavuos. Shavuos means a cycle of Shemitah. There can't be more than 2 years of Shemitah. The 14 years won't go by without having that Erev Pesach is going to be on a Shabbos. Why don't they remember? Ela Empathy Yerushalmi K'delit and G'dula L'Elo. It was a nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them forget in order that Hillel should be Zoycha to become the God L'Ador. Azoy Lam T'Karvan A'ed Epshan Yerushalmi. There's a different pshat in the Yerushalmi, it's not going to answer our kasha then, but there's a different pshat that the Yerushalmi was asking in the Muki HaGriv, in Pesachim, yeah, he said this pshat, V'haloi, he efshar shnei shavuos, there's a din that before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you're allowed to be ma'abar of the year. Now, 2 weeks before, there comes Pesach, before it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you could know in advance, not to have to figure out the cheshbon, that Erev Pesach is going to be a Shabbos. So why weren't they ma'abar of the Shana that year? They had 14 days, but they had 2 weeks to catch on. If they didn't know if it's Beit HaShabbos, why weren't they Ma'abra the year? And once again, the Yerushalmi says the same thing. Ella kedelitim gedul lehillo. It was a nice, they forgot to give gedul lehillo. The Achroidim have a kasha. That year, that second year, we know that Rosh Chodesh Nissan was a Sunday. The Medrash says, Rashi brings it in Parsha Shmini, Esor Atoris Notul Oysa Yoyim. That Yoyim was a very special day. 10 things happened, 10 Atoris. One of them is that it was the first day of the week, it was a Sunday. Which means that in that year, Zion Nissan was on a Shabbos. And Yudalud Nissan was on a Shabbos. Mach Techezben. So you can ask Akasha, the Gemara is darshaning a pasuk that B'moyadoy and other Makarvis that Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Of course Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. That year, by Yasub and Ezra, the pasuk B'moyadoy, that year was on a Shabbos, if you know the Cheshbon. The Doicha is that the Chasam Soifer has a kasha, that the Tiglachas of the Levium, when they were making the Tadiyah, the Tiglachas of the Levium was on Zion Nissen. Zion Nissen was Shabbos. How could the Tiglachas be Doicha Shabbos? So the Chasam Soifer says it was a Melachash and it's Rikul Gufa, it's all people. I'm a mirror now, Yudalud Nissen. What's the chiddush that Pesach is Doicha Shabbos? That year, that first year in the Midbar, Pesach was Chal on the Shabbos. The Achroinim talk about this kasha. I saw the Achiezer, in Chela Gimel, Simon Pei Aleph, he says that in that year, they were able to shef the Karm Pesach even on Shabbos. Why? Because they were able to do it with a cotton Godel Oymer Al Gabov. And it's not a problem, there's no, this is the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to let a cotton do Malacha. But there was no Rabbanim there. So that's the shana of the B'nai B'Seir. The B'nai B'Seir didn't know of Karm Pesach on Doicha Shabbos. How could they not know it's a Pesach Chumash, you know the Cheshboinus, that year Pesach was on a Shabbos? The B'nai B'Seir thought maybe that year they did it with cotton with God Leiman Al Gabo. And with the Rabbanim there's no Isser. The Doimel is at a place, the Moshe Horowitz has a similar idea. Maybe that year they did it with Yad Smoil, Kalach Yad, Shnaim Sh'osu. Kol Mini Oifanim that are Mutter Mid Rabbanim, Mutter Mid Raisi is also Mid Rabbanim. So the B'nai B'Seir didn't know what to do. They said this, that they brought a Karm Pesach that year in the Midbar is an Eitzah. Shnaim Sh'osu, Kot Leim and Agabah, the Eitzahs. But nowadays we don't know if it's Doicha Shabbos. And that was what they didn't know. Until Hillel was Machadis then that it's Doicha Shabbos. Yeah, Loi Taisa was a Rosh Shah anyway, so could be that Rosh Shah was the favorite to be Doicha Shabbos. Loi Taisa then was a Rosh Shah. Yeah. Vayasa B'nai Yisrael as a Pesach B'moyadai D'meshach Chochma says, interesting Ha'ara, that year there were three Kohanim, Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar. Right, Nadav and Abihu already were Nifter. And Pinchas is a Machloikis, by the last Tanoim, it wasn't the Kohen yet. So there was three Kohanim. And these three Kohanim had 6 hours from Chatzois until Shkia to be Makrav Karban Pesach for 600,000 Yidden. And if you learn Nashe Machai, the Karban Pesach is double. And for the children and people above 60, they call the Cheshbonis. It's a nice nickel and mamash. It's a pella how three people were able to be Makrav so many Karban Pesach. The Medrash Bema says, in the Medrash in the Psicha Te'echa, that Aaron HaKohen was a Gibor, that he was able to pick up 22,000 Levim. Oh, but this is a much bigger nace, he says, that three Kohanim were able to be Makrav so many Karbanis. To Santar. And the pasuk continues, they brought a carbon, they were going to bring the carbon Pesach. Vayiyu anoshim ashohoyu tumeim lenefesh adam. There were some people that were tumeim, they weren't able to be makrav a carbon Pesach. Who are these people? The Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chafei brings a braisa, three-way machloikus tanoim. Mihoyu. So one parrot is, one mahalach is, noise aroini shol yoisef hoyu. Divra Rav Yosi Aglili. Rav Yosi Aglili learned it was the people that were carrying Rav Yosi Aglili, Yosef's oren. Rav Akiva Oimer Mishol Bel Sofen Hoyu. Shayu Oiskim and Odev Aviyu. They were Kaiver and Odev and Aviyu. Rav Yitzchak Oimer can't be. If it was Noisi Aroyne Shal Yosef, Yechayil Hoyu Lutar, they could have been Matar themselves before Zionism. If it was Mishol Bel Sofen, they could have been Matar themselves before. Odev and Aviyu were Nifter on Amish Chodesh. Ella, it was Stamas, the Oiskim and the Mace Mitzvah that were Oiskim and the Mace Mitzvah on Zionism. And the Yer Tahara came out perfectly on Erev Yom. Now, according to Rav Yosef Glidi, was Noisi Aroyne Shal Yosef. Why not Aroyne Shal Yosef? What about the other Shvatim? The Yidden were carrying the Aroynus of all the 12 Shvatim. So, it's a Yerushalmi Azari that each Shevet carried their Rosh Hashevet. So I saw a Teretz from a Reuven Margolius. He wants to say that the Emet, after so many years, after 100 years, 200 years, 120 years, there's no more, nothing left. There's no Atzamas left, there's nothing left. But only Yosef, that Yosef had Chanota in Mitzrayim. And the Chanota in Mitzrayim, there was still something left. It doesn't stem with the Gemara in Sefer that says, "Atzomis shal Yehuda megalgalin ba'orim atche v'moishu bikashal avrachim." And says, "Mashu was atzomis by Yehuda also." So then it's a horror. Why does it say atzomis Yehuda? Or ba'kofanim that was his mahalach. And it's again, there's a shayla the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Avelah. The Mishnah Melech has a suffix if a mummy has tumas meis. So the Chayim want to bring a raya. The Chesed Shloim and Dairis Noisy Aroyne Shal Yosef Hoy. Shahayu Tamei, Rabbi Yosef Glili. So you see that it's Matami, it was a mummy, it was a Chanata. So you could say maybe a Chilik did, there was something still left. The Mishnah Melech was clearing maybe afterwards when there's nothing left anymore. You have to know the Gedar, there's comedy for Fulham about that. Now there's a little Pesach Sheni, there's a whole sugya, there's a Mishnah in Tzachim, Rasadi Hei, Madin Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon is also Babal Yirah. But Pesach Sheni, Chometz u'matzah yimei babayis. There's no Babal Yirah, you can have Chometz and Matzah with you in the house. Also, Pesach Rishon needs challah when you're eating it. Pesach Sheni doesn't have challah when you're eating it. But Zeb was there too in challah with Basi Yosef. When you're makriv it, when you're shechting it, there's a din of challah. That's by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. V'nechol and Tzli, both them are nechol Tzli, al-matzah sumroir. So a lot of these Pesach Sheni has in common, but certain din are not. We'll go through a few of them. One of them is that Pesach, the Mishnah says, Chometz u'matzah yimei babayis. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Rashi here by Yosef Chumash says, Pesach Sheni, matzah v'chometz yimei babayis, v'ein Sheni Yosef, v'ein Isser Chometz, ela yimei b'achilosi. There's no Isser Chometz only when you're eating it. They say, Shtei Rashi, a chiddush that while you're eating the carbon paste, you're not allowed to eat chometz. You're allowed to have chometz in your house. There's no value raw. Right away afterwards, you can eat chometz. But ein Isser Chometz, ela yimei b'achilosi. The Mechaz Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph has a big shayla. What's Rashi's makar? Where does it say you're not allowed to eat chometz while you're eating the carbon pesach? Shenema. The emes you could say a pilpul that it's a chatzitza, you're not allowed to eat other things, but then you're not allowed to eat potatoes also. Rashi says there's a bazunda right not eating the chometz. There's a shayla of dover reshus, there's mavat of dover mitzvah. So maybe you shouldn't eat anything except what the bar mitzvah. But a bazunda is of chometz, the Mechaz Chinuch much as weird the makar. There's a whole pilpul that Asher Chokma talks about it. That it says on matzah and roiv, so it's a lava bama chlala say. If you do a Rav Shach, it's printed in the new Mechaz Chinuch. But Rav Shach was shtak chaylik. He said you have to read the Rashi differently. Punkt vakert from the Mechaz Chinuch. Pesach sheni matzah chometz imay babayis. The ein isur chometz. There's no isur chometz at all. Ella, but rather imay b'achilasa. Even while you're eating, you can eat the chometz. Ein isur chometz. There's no isur chometz. Ella, vakert. Imay b'achilasa. You can even eat chometz as eating it. I'm not sure what happened to the chatzitza, to the bittel. Oh, but that's how you read the Rashi. Under a Rashi, punk faket. Behemis, so it's my voice. How do we read the Rashi? Rashi in Sukkah, that mem zayin on the days, Dimer amas lupanisa vaboike, Rashi says, Pesach sheni eino yisr b'chometz, el shetan matzah l'mitzvah, v'oichul chometz miyad. It's a dictum. V'oichul chometz miyad. Right afterwards you can eat chometz. Mashma like the Mechaz Chinuch taka that while you're eating the Kar Pesach, you can't eat chometz. But you have to know, where's the Makar? There's a lot of shaylas you can clarify about Pesach Sheni. We'll touch a few of them. Is there a din of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni? Is there Charoises? Matzah Mor Rav Adner is. Is there Haseba? You have to eat the Haseba. Is there Haseba by Pesach Sheni? There's a Mishnah. Erevei Pesachim, lo yoichol ad sheyasef. Taisa says, Erevei Pesachim, lo yoichol ad sheyasef. Pesach Rishon, v'pesach Sheni. Lo yoichol ad sheyasef. Shteta Mishnah. Haseibam, Pesach Sheni. Unless Taisa means Pesach Rishon, v'sheni, he means Tzveki D'yoyma, he means Yontif Sheni. So I'm not sure. He means Pesach Sheni, or Yontif Sheni. There's a Tzlach, the Tzlach that has a Cheshvin. There's a Sugya that talks about if you're allowed to be yoichol matzah with Shiori Menachas. Are you allowed to be yoichol the mitzvah of matzah with Shiori Menachas? Fred Nachroinim, how could you be Yotzim Matzah with Shiori Menachas? Shiori Menachas is Kochi Kochi. It's only Nechal in the Azorah. The Ein Yeshiva by Azorah El Lamachim is Dog. So how is it going to be Shai? You have to eat the Matzah Beth Seba. You have to eat it Beth Seba. So how could there be a Nidna Beth being Yotzim Matzah with Shiori Menachas? There's no way to eat the Shiori Menachas. Unless it's Fulham Menachim is Dog, who's sitting in the Azorah. So there's a Torah that Kohanim when they're eating are allowed to sit. That's good for the Moshe, for the Gdullah, they're allowed to sit. Oh, but it's like Adam Ahalach. We're talking about Pesach Sheni. We're eating Shiori Menachas, we've been yoked in the midst of Matzah of Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni, he wants to say there's no Seba. And that's how you'll be able to eat the Matzah without a Seba by Shiori Menachas. Legabi, if there's a mitzvah of CBTS Mitzrayim, you also have to know if there's a mitzvah of Rabbi Gamliel, right? Rabbi Gamliel said you have to say Shloi Shadvarim, Pesach Matzah Mor. There's a din of Rabbi Gamliel by Pesach Sheni. I know also that is a riot attacker. In Haggad it says, Yochum Erish Chodesh, Tamalayim Vayoy Mahu. Ibayoy Mahu, Yochum Vayoy Diyoy. Tamalayim Vayoy Zeh. Fregin Nachroinim, so Vayoy Zeh is enough. Vayoy Zeh, Loi Amarti, El Kshesh Masu Moram, Menochum Lefanach. What do you mean Vayoy Mahu? The Vayoy Zeh also tells me not Erish Chodesh. The Braisa broke it up into two stages in that book. There's a lot of truths, and it's not for now. Oh, but there's a Mahal I heard once. If you'd only have Babur Zeh, then there would be Sipiyat Yish Mitzrayim and Pesach Sheni. Bayemahu tells me only Bayemahu, only Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. I saw a chiddush in the Sfas. We know that Karban Pesach is only Nechel Balayla. Meaning we shecht it on your Dalit in the afternoon, but then you're not going to eat it right away. It's the only carbon you have like that. Most carbonists, right after you do the Zrika, you do the Makir of the Zrika, you're allowed to eat it. Either 3 yom Balayla, or 2 yom, and whatever the Shear of the Achil is. Karban Pesach is only Nechel Balayla. But more than that, not that you're only limited to Chatzoisi, but you're not going to eat it right away after you shecht it. Kilo, that the Makir of the Dan has to wait. You have to wait till the night. This Masemis is Nadayik by Pesach Sheni, not like that. By Pesach Sheni, you're allowed to eat it before yom. After that, could be a makar to our meaning that we eat matzah on Yudalat Iyar. What are we eating matzah on Yudalat Iyar? Because the Achilah starts on Yudalat Takarit. The dinner you have to wait till the Lila is only by Pesach Rishon. And the lashon of the pasuk here is Al Matzah Umroyer Mechlu. There's a big shinoi. By Pesach Rishon, the lashon of the pasuk is Va'achlas Abasar Balayla Zetzli Eishu Matzois. You should eat the basar and the matzahs. Al Umroyer Mechlu. And also the Moisif Mar. By Pesach Sheni, it's the Ikar is just the Pesach. And it's Al Matzah Sumrayer Mechlu. And the Achrayim will talk about this, that in the Haggadah by the Koyrich, by Hillel Hayoimer, by Koyrich, we say, L'kayim HaShenemar Al Matzah Sumrayer Mechlu, we say the Nusach of Pesach Sheni. Al Redden of them, Al Haggadah is Redden of them. Why in Koyrich we dock to pick the Nusach of Pesach Sheni? So I heard once a technical parents that it's a shayla of cutting the pasuk in half. You can't say Matis al Marayim Yechlu. It's cutting the middle of a statement. Al Matis al Marayim Yechlu is a full statement. This will culminate to Ritzin. Another teretz is that when we're having the Leila Seder, we're hoping it's too late to bring Makkah to Karban Pesach now, but we're hoping that Mashiach will come in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And it's a big machlokes, but there is a man liyomer that if Mashiach comes in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then Gantz Klal Yisrael will be Makrif of Pesach Sheni. So it's not so possible that that's the din. It could be Pesach Sheni, it's only for Yechidim. But there's a shita that Gantz Klal Yisrael will be Makrif of Pesach Sheni. So we're talking saying in Kairos, Zeich Lamentish, we're hoping that there's going to be a Pesach Sheni, and we'll do Al Matzah Sumroyer Mechlu. Based on this, I saw a chiddush. There's a Tshuva's Chasam Soifer in Yeridaya, Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. He's writing the Tshuva on Chot Hei Lo'omer, on Yud Ear. And he writes, it's Yoim Bikur Pesach Sheni. It's the day of when you Mavakir the Pesach Sheni. 4 days before Pesach, you have to be do a Bikur. You have to be Mazmin the carbon and be Mavakir from women. The Pelas, it's a Mefurish Gemara that Pesach Rishon has Bikur, Pesach Sheni doesn't have Bikur. But the Chasam Soifer is writing, Yud Ear, Yoim Bikur Pesach Sheni. So it's Enet Voltainen. The Pshat in the Chasam Soifer is that he's hoping that Mashiach is going to come, and then we're going to be Makrif on Pesach Sheni, and then it's going to be a carbon seabor. It's not Yechidim, it's Gan Klal Yisrael is going to be Makrif Pesach Sheni. Then there's Bikur. This that there's no Bikur is because it's not a carbon seabor. But the Chasam Soifer was hoping that it's Yir, and it's hopefully going to be the day of Bikur of Pesach Sheni. The Chiddush. He's hoping that day. No, later in the afternoon, Mashiach is going to come, and then it's going to be the Yom Bikur. It's Rabbi the Sugi of the Anani Kovid. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Lamed Aleph says that the Malach of Soyser in the Malach of Shabbos is only if it's Soyser, Al Manas Liv Nois Bim Kaimai. If it's Soyser, if you break something, Al Manas Liv Nois Shalai Bim Kaimai, you're not, it's not a Malach. The Malach, it's Mekalkal. The Malach, Pashtas. Or it's not Malach, Mashabbos, whatever. But Soyser is only if it's Al Manas Liv Nois Bim Kaimai. Fred the Gemara, the whole makar of Soyser and Boina is from the Mishkan, and by the Mishkan they would take apart the Mishkan and rebuild it. It was also Soyser, it was always Soyser Amanas Libnoi somewhere else. They were never going to rebuild it in the same place. It's Soyser Amanas Libnoi Shaloi Bukhaimi, as I said, the Gemara. Enter the Gemara, Kivon the Siv Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yisou, Kiman Kisoyser Amanas Libnoi Bukhaimi Dami. Since it's Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou, therefore it's considered Soyser Amanas Liv Nois Bim Kaimai. Very unclear what does the Gemara mean to answer. So there's a Mahalach from Rabbeinu Hanano, Afanot. Rabbeinu Hanano says Pshat, that in the big Chiddush with Dina, Hilchos Shabbos, that whenever the Anani Kavod told them to start going, they don't know where they're going to go. Maybe the Anani Kavod is going to tell them to stay right back where they are. They don't know. It never happened, but it could have happened. So, but emes, that's called Al Manas Liv Nois Bim Kaimai. To say the Chiddush Ladina, if you say to something, Al Manas Liv Nois, that Someone else is going to tell you afterwards if you should stay here or move on. That's called Amanat Livnes Ben Koyman. A big chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara means. Kiven Dal Pi Hashem Yachanu. And they don't know, maybe Hashem is going to change and say, no, they should stay back where they are. Never happened, but it could have happened. It's called Amanat Livnes Ben Koyman. As I stated, Rabbeinu Chananu, a Shabbos Dikim Ahalik. It's Yedua, B'Shem Maftoli, B'Shem Chaim Shmulev, it's Asach. They wanted to say a different shot of this Gemara. Rabbi Yedia first the same, Rabbeinu Chananu Zav, the Shabbos Dikim Shabbos. They wanted to say a more a pivush. It's Hashem Shad Hashem. That if a mother is carrying a child and she goes from one place to another place, she goes from this store to that store to this place, somewhere else, and you ask the child, where were you? The child's not going to say, I went from here to there. The child says, I was in my mother's arms. That's where I was. Now the matzav of Klai Yisrael in the Midbar with Anani Kavri was Mamish Kasha Yisa Umen Esayoynek. Literally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was carrying us. It was a Shoy Samanas Livnes Ben Koyman. Wherever we were in the same place. We were in the Zroya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiven Nechstev Al Pi Hashem Yachna, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. So they were always in the same place. It's Kipshut Nei Shoy Samanas Livnes Ben Koyman. Bedoyim was there, it's a similar pshat, that there's a Zoyar, that the name of the Anani Kavod was Pi Hashem. Same idea, but it's a different nusach. So it was Al Pi Hashem Yachna, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. They were always on Pi Hashem, they were always in the same Anani Kavod. They were always by Al Pi Hashem, they were in the same place. So it's Soy Sam and Ask Livnois, Ben Koyman. So we have a Shabbos to come out, Rabbeinu Chananu up north, there's a Hilchos Shabbos to come out, a Chiddush Levina. If you're told to be out of here, Soy Sam and Ask Livnois, someone else is going to tell you if you should go. That's called Ben Koyman, Chiddush Levina. Or this Mahalat that's always considered you're in the same place. Says Vayter, Vayisu Mehar Hashem Derech Shloshes Yomim, Ketina Kabirech Mibes HaSefer. Stand, I don't understand the types of Ketina Kabirech Mibes HaSefer. It's not the pshat that you have a Tina that was in the Beis HaSefer, he wasn't enjoying the whole few hours that he was in the Beis HaSefer, he was waiting to leave. We're talking about an Ernst Tina that was learning Basmada. He was learning Shtav. Avad. But when the bell rang and it came time to end, then that's the Mitzvah, Barech Mibes HaSefer. Ginuk. Ginuk Shon. Not that he wasn't learning. He was Shtayim. Avad Ginuk Shon. That's the big, the Gemara said that this is a Peronius. That's the Peronius. It doesn't mean they didn't want to learn. Kvai Shul Avad, they were hoping they wanted to be Makabal. But there's a Muslim of their own Mispatik. They had Sipuk. And by Ruchnis, it's never enough. Kli Mole, Matzik. Kli Reikon, any Matzik. Kaseidi, you have to want Noch, Noch, Noch. That's the limud of Ketina Kabrech. It doesn't mean Stav, that Garnish, they weren't interested in learning Makhlal. Avad, they were interested. They were interested in Shtar. Avad, 4 hours Seder. But when Seder's over, oh, finally Seder. Not even looking at the clock the whole time. But when Seder finally ends, oh, finally Seder's over. Not like Chaval, it's not still. After learning for 4 hours, you look and it's still 9:15. Chaval, it's still, you have, ah, still 9:15. That's not Avad. Not that you don't want to learn Makhlal. There has to be a Keseder, a Chuka of Noch, Noch, Noch. That's the limud of, and if not, that's Peronis. That comes to Misoinen. Not someone that's not learning Bakal, someone that felt in the yet a dark of Abbas HaTorah, that after a few hours, okay, Echshan Ginuk, I'll learn a little bit sooner, great. Keseder, Keseder. And if you don't have that much Rega, come to Misoinen. The Gemara says in Shabbos, why does it say by Yiv and Soya, alright, that there's two Nuna Hafuchen? The Gemara has a Machloikas Tanon, but one shot is, Lahastik Be Peronis, the Peronis. What's the Peronis, the first Peronis? Ketina Kabirech, the Beis HaSeif. The other Peronis is that you come to Misoinen, Rab, Eine Hashem. But it all stems from Felt and Abbas Tavir. Remember the Machlokes, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Kuf Tesayim, by even Soya Horei. Why are there Simonios? Why are there two upside nuns? So one shot is because Loim Hashem Zem HaKoyim, to teach you that this is not the real place. Really, where is it? It belongs earlier, this parsha. Where does it belong? By the Golem. And if you count back, it's exactly 50 parshias back. That's why there's a nun. This parsha really belongs exactly 50 parshias back. By the Golem, it's exactly 50 parshas. Hazoi Ben Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. And Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel says, I see the parshas who should be Akram and Koimer. No, it was Lita and Hefzik Ben Peronis to Peronis. But Rebbe says, no. Rebbe says, the reason why there's two upside down nuns is because this is a safer Bifnei Atzman. And the Gemara comes down, Om Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Om Rav Yenison, Chatva Amudea Shiva, Ehu Shiva Yisifrei Torah, Keman Karebi. According to Rebbe, there are Shiva Svarim, not Chamisha Svarim. There are Shiva Svarim. There were Shashaf and Arth Frek. I was like, there's Chavov Sifrei Tanakh. We always know there's Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. There's going to be Chavov Sifrei Tanakh. Because there's Bereshish Shmois Vayikra, the beginning of Bamidbar, Vayivin Soya, the Gansa Torah. That's why it's a Nun. Like this Pshat, the Nun is not 50 parshas. The Nun is the Chamishim darvis of Asoda. It's a parsha. It's a sefer that has the full madrega of a sefer. The end of Bamidbar, the end of Or. So that's it. It's chavak sefer Tanakh. Comes weiter, the yidden were complaining for Basar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ultimately shivim ish mitzvei Yisroel. The Valdika Ha'orah from Shamshon HaFol Hirsh. The yidden are complaining for food. They want Basar. Me tain on the Basar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Nevi'im. Shivim Nevi'im. He said, the pshat is that the emes, a person always has a tshuka, a rotten, he doesn't realize he really has a tshuka for Ruchnis. He doesn't realize it, and he types the chop. He wants food. He wants pizza. Of the that's not what he wants. He wants ruchnis. The yidden are coming with own flesh. You're missing something, and you don't realize. I'm going to be moist if you want ruchnis. Shivim zakenu. That will be a teretz. Then it's say midachin is the flesh. A person doesn't realize a lot of times he has a hunger, a computer hunger, or stam, a rotten for something. The rotten is really for something else. Another shot I heard. Where's a pshetel? That they wanted food, they just said, I'm going to make you shivim zakenim. There's going to be a ganze politik. Each shevet, who's going to get, which people are going to be, and how much each shevet is going to get. I forget Shem Vegandes, and everyone's busy, who's going to become the shivim? It's a way of making them forget the Inyan. Eldad umeidad misnavim b'machanem. Eldad umeidad remained nevi'im. And they were made, they were being menave, Moshe meis v'Yeshua machnes. There's a lot of mihalchem that was showing him, who's Eldad Umeidad? Tadim Yoyneson brings down that when Amram divorced Yocheved, because but at that stage he divorced Yocheved. When Amram divorced Yocheved, it says Yocheved went and married Elitzofan ben Parnach. Elitzofan ben Parnach is the Nasi of Zebulun that's going to enter Eretz Yisrael. And they had Eldad Umeidad. It says Eldad Umeidad is the brothers of Moshe and Aaron, Minhaim. That Gain brings Pukta Kertipshat, that Eldad and Medad was the brothers of Moshe and Aaron and Ha'ab, that it was Amram's children from a different wife. But it's, we met the brothers of Moshe and Aaron. Interesting, Gemara Chagiga, that Gimel, Hani Ilmi, there was two people that were Ilmim, that they didn't know how to speak, and they went to Bismedrish, and for a long time, and then afterwards the Gemara hopped on, that they were suddenly able to speak, and they saw that they were new. The Gemara was arrived that someone that's an Elam can still learn. Hani Ilmi, there's a pshat. Ilmi is the Rosh Tevis of Eldad and Medad. They were manab over here, so later on these Ilmi were the ones that weren't able to speak. They're the kilu, the neshama from Eldad and Medad. You have at the end of the parsha of Miriam, and in the middle of the parsha of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam was mislinin on the darg of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chirak. The Moshe Diber. Gam Bonu Diber. And she didn't realize that it was a different Madrega. She didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was Taka Aspaklari Amira. It was the Moshe Diber. Shechinim and Deveres Mita Groinai. She was saying Gam Bonu Diber. But she didn't realize that it wasn't the same Madrega. And that's why Hashem came Pisoin. And they realized that they're not on the same Madrega. And HaKadosh Baruch was Mechadashi, the whole union of Mevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Chanan in Kayu Taharis in the Biurei Agodas Chazal, he says a Kabbalah Kahara. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Yud. You could learn a Kabbalah Chaimah from Miriam. Madach Miriam spoke Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu. Sakako, what deferral did she say? That she was Mashve, Mevuas like Lashar Nevi'in. So if someone speaks Begnus Chaveira, Kol Shkein, that Abad is a big Aveira to speak Lashon Hara. Fred Rabbi Chanan, the Aveira of Miriam was only a Lashon Hara let. She was a kaifer. She was one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Chaim of Kizavta. Never Chavikers. Zeichan Chavikers. She was kaifer and one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. That barrier is only Lashon Hara. And the Rambam of that mirror, Kav Chaimah to the Madrigas of Lashon Hara. So Rabbi Chanan says a Gevaldik Yisoy. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Nevuah. It's not Stanach Seprat in the case. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim Amuna. Where was that Nischadish? Over here in this parsha. When Miriam said, "How Gam Bonu Diber," because Baruch came and said, "No, my Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was a higher level, and it's not some right to get Yediyah to know. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim." Here it was Nischadish. When Miriam had did it, it was a Lashon Hara. It wasn't. It was only Lashon Hara. It wasn't one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Here it was where it was Nischadish. That it's Hashem. It's Marich over here, but Ish Moshe Onav Ma'oid Nikola Onav Afnei Adam. It's not Stamum Zis that it mentions the Anav over here. The Anav of Moshe Rabbeinu is his Nevuah. What's the pshat? The Rambam is Masber and Shmoyne Prokim. that the more a person is an Anav, the more he's in Dargav Nevuah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam, and that's why he's Navi Mikol Adam. Because when a person doesn't have Anav, he has Gashmi Yistike Chatzitza. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Spitz Anav Mikol Adam. He was totally Menutak from his Gashmi. A Spitz Anav. Anav Mikol Adam Asher Al Panei Adamah. He was Menutak from his Gashmi. There was no Mechitzis. Memele Tafaglai Amira. Actually, you could say even deeper what the Rambam means. That I'm educating the room in the belt. There's a ganze belt, this gashmius, this house, this tree, this thing, this binyan. There's a goof. The more a person realizes enoid movadoid, then he comes to another. If you realize enoid movadi, then nothing's important. All the klenikai, it's not important. The more you are an onav, it means the more you have a hakar of enoid movadoid. The more you have a hakar of enoid movadoid, that's nevuah. If you attack a masik to the extreme that it's enoid movadoid, so then you masik a kodesh baruch hu. Keep shooting. The emes it is enoid movadoid. The marshal did. They said before the Baal Shem Tov, it says ain't sur kelikeno. And Chazal Dashin ain't sire kelikeno. Kodesh baruch hu. No one is as good as a painter as a kodesh baruch hu. That he's Mitzayah, Tzura, but Tzura. So the Baal Shem Tov, the Eibush is the best artist. What's the pshat? You have an artist, he paints a picture of an apple. As I get involved with the picture, it mamish looks mad, you're ready to take a bite out of it. That's a good artist. The Eibush made a belt. Mekup Darois, it looks like there's trees, houses, flowers, politics, binyonim, countries, kings. So Mekup Darois, it's really not there. It's not there. It's Einoid Mubadar. Ein Lachatzayer, God will be there. Ein Lachatzayer, the best artist. It looks so real. It's not there. It's Einoid Mubadar. The Anav of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Akara, that nothing is important. And he's the Spitz Anav. Memela, he's Masik Einoid Mubadar. That is the Matrega of Nevuah. Memela, he's Masik HaKadosh Baruch. So that the Kodesh Baruch was Machadish here, the Darga of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is fundamentally a different Nevuah. You have at the end, you have the Sugya Tzarat of Miriam. Fila Kudis on the Tzarat of Miriam. It says, V'ha'onam Tzor Me'al, the Onam left, V'hine Miriam in Tzarat Kashelet. The Goyin is Medai for the Gevaldik, the Rambam says in Elvis Shumas Tzarat, Ein Royin Moi B'Shach, you now look at the Nega, Koyin, not Shachrach, not Bein Arbaim, V'loi B'yoin Ha'oin, not on a cloudy day. So up the Goyin, this is the Makar. V'ha'onam Tzor Me'al Oil, after the Onam left, then you were able to see the Nega. The Meshachachma had an interesting view. It says, V'hine Miriam in Tzarat Kashelet, Vayifan Aaron El Miriam Vihine Mitzayros. It doesn't say Mitzayros Kashelig. There's a Mishnah in the Goyim that says that someone, Germani, it says that his Baharis Az Nirabai Kaya, someone that has very light skin, as it is, so a Nega that's like very strong looks on him not as strong. So Miriam, he brings a Gemara in Saita, Panel Meiris Katsarayim. That means she had very, very light skin. I was like, Vihine Miriam Mitzayros Kashelig. But Emes it was Mitzayros Kashelig, which is the highest Madrega of Lavan. But even Aaron looked at Miriam, the Inim and Tzaraas, but on Miriam it only looked like Tzaraas, it didn't look like Tzaraas Kasheli. Because on Miriam it wasn't as strong. The Gemara says in Tzvachim, Tavkuf Beis, Miriam mi is Gira. Who was the one that gave Miriam Hesker, right? Fisogar Shimas Yomim. Who was the one? A Koyin has to look at the Nega and give her Hesker. Who was the one that was Masker Miriam? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zor, he's not a Koyin. Aaron was a Korin. So who was able to be Matkir Miriam? Elma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kovat Godel Cholik HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMiriam Ba'is HaShoh Ani Koyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Koyin. There's a lot of rise to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Koyin. Ani Masgira V'Ani Cholta V'Ani Poitra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Koyin that looked at Miriam. It couldn't be anyone else. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Chazar and Aaron is the Chakarav. Fret the Menchus Chinuch. Why can't Aaron do it? Because he's a Karav. Karav has Nagias. Let someone else, a Talmud Chacham Yisrael, look at it. And then Aaron will just say, Tomei, Latar. The Psul of Kurv is only the Negias. The Mechasimach proves something here, no. That it's not just the Psul Negias. The essence is it didn't have to be done either a Koyin, and if the Koyin is a Kurv, he can't even get the Hapsat from a different Talmud Chacham and then pass it. The essence of a Koyin is possible. Again, so there's no one to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Tzar, and Aaron is a Kurv. Fred the Marshal over there in Zvachim, a Modna Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu can't because he's a Tzar. And Aaron can't because he's a Kurv. Moshe Rabbeinu is also a Kurv. As I reflect the Marshal, why do you have to break it up into two different problems? Moshe Rabbeinu is also related to Miriam. So the emes is, it's a bigger, he's not a Kohen Mechlal. But the Marshal, he's a Karev also. That's not a bigger Hafko. As I the Marshal, is Farkash. So there's a Mahalach from the Ostrok to Goyim. The Mahalach, Geboita for Maharal and Parshas Vayeshev. The Maharal and Parshas Vayeshev explains that by the Geirus of Mount Torah, we know that they were still considered related to each other. Why? Normally we say, Geir is Kekon Shanayu Dami. Now whenever someone's Begair is Kekon Shanayu Dami, you're not related. So why over here do we say that after Mount Torah the Yidden were related? So the Maral has a whole thing that the Bible was Kafalei and Harkigigas. The Geiris of Kafalei and Harkigigas is a different kind of Geiris, and therefore they're still related. Some say because it was a Geiris Bekfiyah, so it's a lower level of Geiris, so therefore it doesn't have the complete Nituk, that you completely are Tinek, Kinoim Adami. Others say that the Kafalei and Harkigigas is Ma'achid, the fact that they were told to get like a chuppah, they were covered from the Gigas, so that makes it it's one Geiris together. They were Magayas Zaman. But you let the Andramol, that is a makar in the Rishonim, that if a mishpach is magayir together, they're related to each other. Big chiddush, we had Rishonim Ksubis, was Maduik like that. That if a mishpach is magayir, that the mishpach is related to each other. That's how it's gemol, the ger, yoyrish, nish negei faryet. Oh, but that was like a part of the story, the Maral said, that it does state Maral in Parshvesh, that he bowed to his kopal in Harik Gigit, so there was no tinik shanay with him. Zavta ashtrok sagoin, Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't under the kopal in Harik Gigit, so Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't related to Miriam anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't related to Miriam. Aaron and Miriam were both under the mountain, so it's Kabbalah and Akagigas, so Klai Yisrael still related to each other. But Moshe Rabbeinu was above the mountain, Moshe Rabbeinu was not related. Now, if the Gemara is open, Moshe Rabbeinu can't be Meir the Negah because he was a Tzar. So Karev, he doesn't have. No, he's a Tzar. And Aaron was a Karev, but Moshe Rabbeinu Taka wasn't a Karev. There's still a question, why can't Pinchas do it? There's a Machlokes if Pinchas was a Kohen. There's a Machlokes if Pinchas became a Kohen only afterwards. But if Pinchas was a Kohen, you have to say that he's also, Miriam is his great aunt. Vice versa, that's also a psul karev. One doesn't have barnet, but Vice versa, that Pinchas is a... on the side that Pinchas is a kohen, he was also a psul karev. And that's why he couldn't see it. Then you have the sugi of Dayo. Dayo, Lavan, Adonai, is Canadian. It's Negei and the sugi, Satan, Shem, and Dayo.